one perfect sacrifice. And this is love, that you have first loved me.
There we go. That is Glad again off the a cappella project Like Yesterday this time. And that and This Is Love, a little later than intended because I'll explain as we get Jason Cans on. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, there you go. That's it's your, you know, the countdown to your birthday. And so you asked for Glad. And so we delivered this morning. And I'm glad you got to hear a beautiful song, right? And a great message.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of nostalgia for me. That was one of the very early CDs I bought, and I would listen to it on repeat. So, you know, it was fun to actually realize how well I can still track along with the lyrics and the melodies. And, yeah, I have a smile on my face just sitting
nice.
Here thinking about it. So, yeah.
Well, good. Then a mistake. We turned lemons into lemonade because, yeah, anyhow, I meant to link that song out of the Danny Gokey My America and got the song in there but did not have a link. And so as I was taking care of business for WDOGO, the listeners were like, wow, apparently this is a meditation period or they've got the mime club on, something like that. So anyhow, that's what resulted.
That'll happen.
All right. Well, I need you to talk about something. As I run to my desk to get the final Larry Crabb for 66 love letters. So let's see, what can you what can you handle?
Yeah,
today?
I'll talk about. So Hutchmoot just kind of was happening, which is a big gathering of artists, Christian artists, and like-minded folks that happens in Tennessee every year. And it was started by Andrew Peterson, who many people know as one of my faith heroes, and I think their keynote speaker this year was Philip Yancey, and there was a really neat picture of Andrew Peterson very excitedly talking with one of his faith heroes, Philip Yancey, about his books, and so just a really neat thing to have happen or to see happen.
Good job. You did great. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome.
That was like forensics class, right? Here's basically, go ahead and talk for a minute.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's October Connect Month, and we love hearing from our listeners. And here's some wonderful listeners in Eau Claire. And those who are on our mailing list for the nonprofit, we sent you out some stationery and an envelope to get back to us. And these folks say that they've been listening for 25 years. And what they like best about WIB, best 5 minutes of the day with Mark and Jason, Focus on the Family, Pat Wall, Stories and Commentary, Greg Laurie. That's the first I heard, WWIB, she says. And Mabel Louise, God bless you. Say, hey, we made the list, you know, there you go.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. It's always good to make the list.
It is good. All right, this is it. We've done it. The 66th time.
Crazy.
Larry Crabb, 66 love letters. I've got my autograph copy here. And thanks to my daughter, Grace, and you, who got that for my birthday several years back. But the 66th love letter, of course, is Revelation. That's singular, Revelation. Somebody did it again last night, and I had to just take it in. All right. it is Reign with the Lamb now, and you will sing when the lion roars. That's so good, it's worth repeating. Reign with the Lamb now, and you will sing when the lion roars. Here's how Larry sums up the book of Revelation. It's in the epilogue, the story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs, Revelation, which Jason said he enjoyed dealing with in Letters to the Beloved. Here we go. Larry imagines the Lord would kind of take it this way. Trust me, things are not as they seem. Amen. My son is right now bringing his kingdom to earth. The collision of kingdoms, the resistance of everything opposed to my plan is the source of all the upheaval in the world. My son will judge severely. The forces of evil will be destroyed and he will bless abundantly. My story is about to end in the eternal day of a new way to live in a new world. Can you hear the music? The party is underway. It won't be long till my son makes everything new. And then you'll really dance.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I think that certainly we all feel this idea of the clash of evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking around the world today, not even just what happened in the last week, but even beyond that. And It's good to be reminded of that promise, kind of that end of Revelation, God wiping away every tear. We need to hear that regularly.
And being your good friend, I think you'll be encouraged when I tell you in that paragraph, the line that makes me think most of you is the second to last. It won't be long till my son makes everything new. You really emphasize that.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, I think God is in the process of reconciling all things.
All right. Well, dare we try to? Boy, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Let's leave it till tomorrow, Mark.
Okay.
We'll close out, Mark. Thanks. All right. Okay. It's International Face Your Fears Day today. Today is Hug a Drummer Day. Where's Duncan from the Newsboys? I just want to give him a big hug. Angel Food Cake has its own day. It is a day to decorate a cake. It is a day to hug a Kevin. What about a Kevin who's a drummer? Two hugs, I guess. It is Love Your Hair Day. Metric Day. Tuxedos have their own day. It's a day to walk to a park. The U.S. Naval Academy, keep them in mind today. It's World Day Against the Death Penalty, World Homeless Day, and World Mental Health Day. The number today is 70,000. That's the number of eggs used during a typical one-week cruise. Are you kidding? Wow. That's crazy. Well, we're into October Connect Month, 10th day of the 10th month, Caleb.
We are as well. And so from random authors, we'd attribute them if we knew who they were. But these are some sayings about the month that we are in. For instance, October is that awkward friend who can't decide if they're hot or cold and makes everyone else adjust.
Yeah. Boy, we've experienced that already this month, haven't we? Here's another one. October, the month where pumpkins are carved, turkeys are nervous, and sweaters are regretted by the afternoon.
I don't know if I'll regret a sweater this afternoon, yeah. But I get it. October is when even the trees are like, I'm done. Here, have some colors. Now leave me alone. Or leave me alone, I guess.
Yeah, right. October is the month where you rediscover your sweater collection only to realize that fashion has left you behind again.
I still think sweaters are great. And finally, random sayings about October from authors unknown. October, when your lawn finally gives up and decides to be a leaf carpet and you pretend that's what you wanted all along.
I was trying to ask myself, if I cut it on Saturday, I'm like, is that it? Are we done?
I cut mine the other day, too, and thought, you know, I'm probably still going to have to mulch some leaves at some point. But I would like to be done.
Right.
I would like to be done.
Yep.
October is Connect Month, of course, here at WWIB as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear from you. And the tote board says 112 connections so far, so we got a ways to go. A financial goal of $25,000. We're just shy of 4,000 right now. Tuesday Trivia, WWIB.
Your chance to win. We've got two passes for Mycon Cinemas. Again, they have locations in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Maybe you want to go see that new movie, The Blind, if you haven't caught it yet. We've got two free tickets for Mycon Cinemas for you. If you can answer our trivia question at 715-723-2555, as long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days.
There you go. 723-2555. What is the question?
The question? Well, I'll let you phrase it.
Yeah, thank you. We recently received, during October Connect Month, we received an online gift or a check, but anyhow, from a foreign country in this great planet we live on. And so tell us which foreign country we received the partner pledge from.
All right. So WIB Inc., Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, of course, supporting 20 programs through your gifts all throughout the year, but especially here during October. That ministry was supported by a gift from what country? Wasn't the United States.
Yeah, so
we're thankful for all of you who do, though.
Yeah, absolutely. But this was it was encouraging to know, hey, people are listening, obviously, the live stream at WIB.com. And so to the point of supporting WIB Incorporated, which you can always do safely and securely at WIB.com. So you guessed the country we received a gift from. I guess if you're the person listening, you could call us from there.
It's an extra thank you gift for your donation.
It is. Might be tough for you to go to the movie, but anyhow, 723-2555. Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
What do you think, Tony?
Hey, Honduras.
Honduras. Was it a gift from Honduras?
No.
It was not. Try again. 715-723-2555.
I got thinking there because my daughter went on a mission trip, but it was to Guatemala, not Honduras. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Curtis Wheeland from Eau Claire, and I'm going to say Canada.
You're going to say Canada. You know what? That actually would be a really good guess. It would make sense.
It would be.
Closest geographically to us.
Is it Canada? No, good try.
Canada, call back Curtis, 715-723-2555, giving away two tickets to the movies. You can see any movie you want at Mikon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls, or Eau Claire.
Hi, I think we got Sherry on the line. Good morning. All right. Hello? Sherry, are you there?
Again, WIB Incorporated this month got a nice gift, a gift close to a partner pledge, actually, from what country? What foreign country? 715-723-2555, right. 723-2555.
Let's try another line. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, weird. I don't know what happened.
715-723-2555. Eventually, one of you will get through.
Good morning. Wow. Okay. Hello?
Keep on calling. We'll get you at some point here. Again, our guests is so far Honduras and Canada. WIB Incorporated, we thought this was interesting. Got a gift close to a partner pledge the other day, a generous gift from what country? What country did it come from? 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right.
Let's try it again.
All right. I think we got you. Curtis, good morning.
Curtis at France.
France.
Was
is
it France?
France? That would be great to get a gift from France. That wasn't it.
Wasn't France. But, yeah, that's where the Olympics are coming up.
Ah, okay. So. Yeah, they're talking about building the basketball team for the men. Better than getting fourth place like they did this summer. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
I'm going to guess Germany.
Germany. Did we receive a gift from Germany for WIB Incorporated? Was it Germany?
That would be encouraging, too. Mm. Not it.
The problem is, I'm thinking of all the great food that comes from these countries when they're named, too. So I'm thinking of some great, you know, again, German sausage or wurst or something like that. And maybe some nice bread from France.
Yeah, there we go. Hi, you're the next. Give it a shot here. What foreign country did WIB Incorporated receive a gift from here during October Connect Month?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake. I think it's Norway.
Norway. That would make a lot of sense. A lot of Scandinavians, a lot of those of the Lefse variety. Not it.
Not Norway. Thank you, Courtney from Rice Lake. Always great to hear from all over Western and Central Wisconsin.
This is kind of our way to kind of check in who's listening, right? 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta. How about the Halverson connection to Liberia?
Ah, Liberia. That would make a lot of sense.
Was it Liberia?
I got to tell you, they're pretty financially challenged over there. We're sending a lot more money that direction here, but appreciate that. Thanks. Hi, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth in Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth.
Would it be China?
Would it be China?
That would really be cool if it was, but it's not.
715-723-2555.
Couple more, Caleb?
Sure.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Piper from Kenan.
Hey, Piper.
Is it... What?
I said, hi, Piper.
Hi. Is it Australia?
Is it Australia? I was about to do an accent, but I thought, you know what? I won't ruin the moment. Was it Australia? That would be cool.
The land of Crocodile Dundee and ostriches and kangaroos. It's not, but I feel bad. Sorry.
Thank you, Piper from Kenan, for calling. Call again. We've got time for one more now. So 715-723-2555. WIB Incorporated this month got a very nice gift, almost a partner pledge, from what foreign country? What country was it?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry, I'm glad you got through. We had some problems there before.
I know. I'm using my work phone because my cell phone was acting weird.
Okay.
I'm going to guess Africa.
Going to guess Africa. Well, Africa's a continent, so you need to pick a country.
Got to narrow it down. That's 54 countries in Africa.
This is the thing. Sherry knows how to win, so she's like, you know what? I'm just going to pick a continent and see if it's the right one.
Right.
Go ahead. Guess a country.
How about the Netherlands?
The Netherlands. All right, going with the Netherlands. They have very bright orange soccer jerseys.
They shift away from Africa, the continent, and go to the Netherlands. And
it's not the Netherlands.
It's not it. All right, we'll pick it up after 8:15 here on WWIB. So having some fun with this. Where did WIB Incorporated get a gift from during October Connect Month? You tell us here later on after 8:15 on WWIB.
Tuesday Trivia continues here in the WIB Wake Up Show. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, give us a call at 715-723-2555. We have not one, but two Mycon Cinemas movie passes for you to use in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Maybe you want to check out that new faith-based movie, The Blind, or any of the other fine films they have showing at Mycon. Always great to partner with them. Two Mycon movie passes for you if you can be the first to figure out our question. The number to call, you got to call in live, 715-723-2555.
And the question is this, and Caleb will give you the wrong answers in a moment, but we've incorporated this month during our October Connect month. We had Partner Pledge Day a week ago, and we were really encouraged to get a pledge from what foreign country? We had a number of great guesses last half hour, but none of them correct.
A gift came in from what foreign country? It is not Honduras, not Canada, not France, not Germany, not Norway, not Liberia, not China, not Australia, not the Netherlands. What foreign country was it? 715-723-2555 for your chance to win.
Some of the people have gone to work and school, so maybe the crowd has thinned a bit like a middle-aged man's hair. So this is your opportunity, 723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gene.
All right, Gene, say that. Gene and Eau Claire. All right, Gene, we got you on the line. Go right ahead.
Okay. My guess would be Mexico.
Mexico. Did that gift for WIB Incorporated come from Mexico just out of the border? It did not.
Yeah,
thank you, Gene. Call again.
We took out Canada, and now we take Mexico out of the equation as well. So you can see people at home. I'm sure they have a globe, and they're putting pins in different countries that have been selected. The map
we'll
on the
this
wall.
Down.
Yeah. All right.
Again, WIB Inc., Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, got a gift this month during October Connect Month from what country?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Rachel from Rice Lake.
Hi, Rachel.
Is it from Ireland?
Could it be from Ireland? Again, I'm tempted to do an accent, but I will not.
A lot of temptations for accents today. Rachel, that's not it. Thanks for trying.
Rachel from Rice Lake, love the alliteration. Call again, friend, 715-723-2555. WIB Incorporated got a partner pledge this October Connect Month from what country outside the USA?
All right, before you give us your guess, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey Sherry.
I'm going to say Italy.
Italy.
Uh-huh.
Again, the temptation is there. We have a lot of Mario fans in my house. Is it Italy?
Sherry, it's not Italy. Sorry.
Not Italy. But also, I continue to think of the food from these wonderful countries. Irish soda bread and, of course, Italy. You've got the pasta, the pizza, and on and on.
All right, so 0-3 this go-around. And looks like our friend over in the Owen Withy area is going to give us a try. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Al from Withy.
Hey, Al.
What do you think?
We're just wondering if it's England.
Is it England? I was kind of wondering why no one had guessed England yet.
No one had guessed the UK yet, and that's not it.
Not England. Thank you, Al, from the Owen Withy area.
My globe-trotting daughter, Grace, has been there on a couple of occasions last year and this. So she was there this summer. 723-2555. Come on, let's not run out of guesses yet. We can do a couple more here before we get you to Riley Clemens, loved by you. What are the most recent wrong answers, Caleb?
It is not Mexico, Ireland, Italy, or England. Those are the most recent guesses. Again, WIB Incorporated recently got a nice gift, almost a partner pledge, in fact, from what country outside the USA here during October Connect Month?
All right. Well, we've run out of guesses this time around, and so we will try this again after 8:45. Your chance to win movie tickets to MyCon. We've missed it. 7:45, 8:15. Going to try it now on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB on a 43-degree Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, we'd love to hear from you. And again, no penalty for wrong guesses. So if you haven't guessed yet, you can guess more than once. If you've already guessed and got it incorrect, you can call back. 715-723-2555. The question is this. Hearing during this October Connect Month, also with WIB Incorporated, a fundraising goal of $25,000 this month, we received a gift, a generous gift, almost a partner pledge, from a country other than the United States of America. WIB Incorporated, Western Wisconsin Inspirational Broadcaster, Inc., of course, through your gift, supporting 20 Christ Center programs here in WWIB, got a gift from outside the USA, and we want to know what country was it from. Now, well, we know, but we want you to guess what country it's from.
And so far, we've had a lot of different countries guess, but not the correct answer. Which countries have we had guessed, Caleb?
It is not Honduras, not Canada, not France, Germany, Norway, Liberia, China, Australia, or the Netherlands, not Mexico, Ireland, Italy, or England. Those are all the incorrect guesses so far.
Which one is it? Tell us right now at 723-2555, and you and a friend are going to the movies on us, WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Shelly from Shatek.
Hey, Shelly.
Is it Uruguay?
Wow, that's definitely an out-of-the-box answer. Uh-huh. I like it.
In
I
South America,
right.
Is that it?
It's not.
Thanks, Shelly.
Call back. Not Uruguay.
All right, so she's the only one that's been calling here at the moment, but now all of a sudden the phones start to light up. Again, I don't know. We've had a number of...
Did we forget to mention that we're giving you Mycon movie passes?
I think I said going to the movies, Mycon movie tickets. Yeah, good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to guess Croatia.
Wow,
that's one that maybe has... Well, it's not been guessed so far, and... That's not quite
I do believe Tony Kukoc, who played for the legendary Chicago Bulls team that won all those championships, was from Croatia.
There you go.
It's my fun fact.
Uh-huh. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Virginia from Rice Lake.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi, I'm going to guess Israel.
Israel. Was it from Israel?
Boy, that would be very fitting in terms of Israel very much in the news in these last several days. And, I can't even give a wrong answer, buzzer, because the heart tender for Israel right now. That's not it, but thank you, Virginia. Yes, there is a right answer. That's just not it on WWIB.
Again, WIB Incorporated recently got a nice gift, almost a partner pledge, in fact, from what country? And you can listen worldwide at WWIB.com. We say that, and I guess it's proven.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Kathy.
My guess would be Venezuela.
Venezuela. Okay.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's a wonderful country, and that is not the one we're looking for.
I'm typing in the incorrect answers, it's testing my spelling capabilities here. Can I spell Uruguay? Can I spell Venezuela?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hi, WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron from Eau Claire.
Hey, Aaron.
And I'm going to guess Switzerland.
Was it Switzerland? Great chocolate, of course.
And a great way to say that you are kind of being neutral on things, and that is not it. But Aaron, I'm going to see you in studio early on Thursday morning, right?
You bet. We'll see you guys then.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, we got time for another guest or two here. Otherwise, we're carrying this over to Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Daryl Ladysmith.
Hey, Daryl.
Hi. I'm going to say Malaysia.
Malaysia. Was it from Malaysia?
Malaysia. Good guess. In Asia, Malaysia, and that's not it.
And WIB Incorporated got a gift this month during October Connect Month from what country outside the USA?
Uh-huh. Hi, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer
again. All right.
Again.
You're determined.
How about Poland?
How about Poland?
Poland. Could that be the correct answer? That would be great to get a gift from Poland, and that's not it.
They could have just sent some Polish sausage.
Yeah.
Authentic.
There we go. Maybe one or two more. Hi, WWIB. Which country do we hear from? First of all, who are you?
Hi, this is Monica from Shatek.
All right,
hey, Monica.
I'm going to say Liberia.
That's already been guessed, so you can get a bonus guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what about Pakistan?
What about Pakistan? Was it Pakistan?
Pakistan, right along India there. That's not it?
Not Pakistan.
One last guess today, Caleb. This is it.
Last try on Tuesday Trivia before Tuesday Trivia morphs into Win It Wednesday, and we give you the chance just after 7:15 tomorrow morning to win these movie tickets. Who is our final guesser?
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Adam from just down the road in Halley.
All right, Adam. It's come down to you, buddy.
All right, is it Tanzania?
Is it Tanzania?
That would be our second African country, if memory serves, and that's not it.
It's not Tanzania. Thank you, Adam. I mean, again, you wouldn't have been far away if you're just down the road from us here in Halley to come get those tickets. But guess again tomorrow morning, friends. So we're going to put this off till just after 7:15 on the WIB Wake Up Show. Tuesday Trivia becomes Win It Wednesday. We'll give you another shot at getting the country right and getting these movie tickets.
No, it's good. You know, John Wesley said that the world is my parish, and the idea that every Christian needs to have kind of a mindset of the world, and today's contest has helped us do that.
There you go. We've
picturing
gone global.
All these nations and helping Caleb work on his spelling a little bit.